The woman who works in the motel office has run outside, wearing a black rain poncho and carrying a broom she'll use to try to unclog the gutters before tomorrow's predicted storm. Sally herself isn't thinking about her gutters. She's not wondering if her girls thought to close the windows, and at this moment she doesn't care if her roof will make it through gale-force winds. "The only way he'll hurt someone is if you keep looking for him," Sally adds. "Then my sister will get hurt, and I will too, and it will all be for nothing." She's got the sort of logic Gary can't argue with. The sky is getting darker, and when Gary looks at Sally, he sees only her eyes. What's right and what's wrong have somehow gotten confused.
"I don't know what to do," he admits.
"In all of this, I seem to have a problem. I'm not impartial. I can pretend to be, but I'm not." He's staring at her the way he did when she first answered the door. Sally can feel his intentions and his torment both. She's well aware of what he wants. Gary Hallett is getting leg cramps sitting in the Honda, but he's not going anywhere yet. His grandfather used to tell him that most folks had it all wrong. The truth of the matter was, you could lead a horse to water, and if the water was cool enough, if it was truly clear and sweet, you wouldn't have to force him to drink. Tonight, Gary feels a whole lot more like the horse than the rider. He has stumbled into love, and now he's stuck there. He's fairly used to not getting what he wants, and he's dealt with it. Yet he can't help but wonder if that's only because he didn't want anything too badly. Well, he does now. He looks out at the parking lot. By afternoon, he'll be back where he belongs. His dogs will go crazy when they see him. His mail will be waiting outside his front door. The milk in his refrigerator will still be fresh enough to use in his coffee. The hitch is, he doesn't want to go. He'd rather be here, crammed into this tiny Honda, his stomach growling with hunger, his desire so bad he doesn't know if he could stand up straight. His eyes are burning hot, and he knows he can never stop himself when he's going to cry. He'd better not even try.